Finn is like every other student in many ways. And sometimes we're reminded when we're around some of our peers and our friends and other parents, and we might be making a comment about something that we think, because of our experience, is an autistic experience. And really, it's a normal 10-year-old experience. It's a great reminder for us sometimes when we realize those things and we go, okay, this is just having a normal 10-year-old boy. This isn't having an autistic boy. He can behave very much like his peers. He's well-loved and appreciated by his peers. The girls in particular are very sensitive to his needs. And perhaps that's obvious to others, but it's been very sweet to see that. Finn can run, he can play, he can participate in physical activities. He loves physical education. PE is by far his favorite subject. Some of that is just part of his sensory stuff and wanting to stimulate his body, but he's really normal in those types of settings. He's very musical. He likes to sing and participate if there's an instrument or something of that nature involved. I'm not sure that he's a great recorder player, but he can participate and be just like his other peers and friends in those scenarios. That's very encouraging to us that in some of those special type of education experiences, he's like his little buddies.
I'll also add in that the boys treat him like a boy. Like if Finn is messing around, they'll say, "Finn, come on, knock it off." Which they would say to their peers as well. So we have the girls that are very caring and nurturing, and we have boys being boys. And Finn just fits into all of that.
We're very fortunate that Finn is mobile and can move his body from the lunchroom to the music room and such without needing lots of aid in that area. That has been both a blessing and a curse sometimes, in that Finn can appear to be very normal to people. So just at face value, he's a very beautiful child.